So the epistle for the third Sunday after Easter is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims to refrain yourselves from carnal desires, which war against the soul, having your conversation good among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by the good works which they shall behold in you, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be subject therefore to every human creature for God's sake, whether it be to the king as excelling, or to the governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the good, praise of the good. For so is the will of God, that by doing well you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not as making liberty a cloak for malice, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thanksworthy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." And some of his disciples said one to another, "What is this that he saith to us? A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, and because I go to the Father." They said therefore, "What is this that he saith a little while? We know not what he speaketh." And Jesus knew that they had a mind to ask him, and he said to them, "Of this do you inquire among yourselves, because I said, a little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me. Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice. And you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But when she hath brought forth the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. So also you now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you." Please be seated. About Mary, we can never say enough. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, in this month of May, I think it is always fitting that we do remind you of the devotion that we should have to the Blessed Virgin Mary. The devotion, the love that we should have for our Queen. On Friday, we celebrated the anniversary of the apparition at Fatima, May 13th. And so in this month, as I say, it should remind us of what Our Lady means to us, what she can do for us, how she can help us. And we have the beautiful kind of shrine to Our Lady that you can bring flowers to, that you can offer these things to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I think it is good for us to have that devotion to Our Lady. Because just as you see St. Bernard of Clairvaux saying that about Our Lady, you can never say enough. We can always give the praises of Our Lady. We can always sing her praises because of what she has done for us and she is willing to do for us. So also, I think it is quite fitting that we have Father Stalen coming. As I mentioned to you, he is one that has a great devotion, great love for the Immaculata, the Immaculate One. And he has promoted the Knights Immaculata of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Being stationed in Poland, he has brought this devotion, especially to the society. And with these different devotions, with these different things, these consecrations that you can make, I'm sure for some it may seem to be, you know, there's only so much a person can do, and you take on all these responsibilities. What does that mean? What do I have to do? Or what are the responsibilities that I have to do? It's almost like you have to check out what the requirements are first before you're willing to give yourself for it. Granted, that can be a good thing if you want to make sure that you do it well. But the encouragement is to try to realize that through devotion to Our Lady, it is almost a foolproof plan for us to get to heaven. If you have a true devotion to her, if it is something that is real to you. And so that is the means that I think that we have to try to understand. Why has God given her this power? Why has God given her this power to intercede for us? I mean, one, obviously she is the mother of God. I mean, she was taken out from everything else. I mean, as we know, as we realize with our faith, she's the only one that is free from original sin. So she was protected. She was set aside because she was going to be the mother of God. But then when we look at it and we realize with the Blessed Virgin Mary that not only that, that she was the mother of God, but she also has a spiritual motherhood for all of us. And that came when our Lord was dying on the cross. When he said, "Behold your mother." You know, "Son, behold your mother." When he spoke to St. John, and many of the spiritual authors will say he was speaking to all of us. He was speaking to every single one of us of saying, "This is your mother." You know, basically go to her then. Beseech your mother then for the help that you need. And so when a lot of the spiritual authors, many of the saints, when they promote and they talk about the devotion to Our Lady, it is not some sentimental thing. It is truly not something sentimental because we see that Our Lady is the co-redemptrix. Just a little while ago, May 8th, we celebrated the Mediatrix of all graces. She is this mediator for us to bring the graces to us. And so truly, Almighty God has given her this ability, this power. And shame on us if we don't take advantage of that. Because she is the Mother of God. She is told to us by heaven that she is a means to help us. And especially in these end times. And that's why with the anniversary of the apparition at Fatima, I think it is quite fitting to bring that up. Because our Lord specifically said that basically in the end times, I want to promote the devotion to the Immaculate Heart. I mean, that is the will of Almighty God. And so for us to be doing again the Rosary Crusade, to try to work out and try to gain this grace of the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart, by our prayers, by our sacrifices, we are trying to work with the will of God. It is the plan of Almighty God. And so therefore, we should have this devotion to Our Lady. One, because of her role in the redemption, but also because God gave her to us as a recourse, as a means. And that's why when we think about the end times, and God only knows when that will be, and granted from reading sacred scripture, reading some of the prophecies, we could definitely be in some part of the end times. God only knows. But when he tells us specifically that in the end times, the devotion to the Immaculate Heart, the rosary will be your means of sanctification, of salvation, it is sad when we don't take advantage of these things. It is almost as if we think we have a better plan of trying to get to heaven. God gives us the means, God gives us the vehicle to try to get there. Then it's almost as if we blow it off. And so truly, when we think about our Lord Jesus Christ, and we see how much that he followed Our Lady in granting her wish for his first miracle, but then also because of what he had said to Sister Lucia, that he wants to promote this devotion to her Immaculate Heart. And so that's why our school, we're under the patronage of Our Lady. We run the Jogathon under the patronage of Our Lady. And so she has many different titles, she has many different ways we can address her. But a simple one will always be our mother, our queen. It is just so simple for us just to say that. And the devotion that we must have to her. And so yes, you know, I've talked to you about the true devotion to Our Lady. I've talked to you about the Nice Immaculata, the consecrations that you make with that. Those consecrations that we make, like the true devotion to Our Lady of St. Louis de Montfort. The preparation that goes into that, you are preparing your soul to be able to give everything to Our Lady. The good, the bad, the ugly, whatever it may be, that you offer to her. And then she takes it and she offers it to her son. And we have seen in sacred scripture, when she offers things to her son, when she asks things of her son, he grants them. He will grant them to her. So I think I've given you the analogy before. It is like taking what we have, no matter how crummy it looks. And then when Our Lady takes it, it is like offering it on a golden platter, a silver platter, something that is then pleasing to her son. And so why not go through these means that will get an answer? I mean, why do we sometimes feel like we have to do it ourselves? Why not take advantage of what is offered to us? And so why, like with St. Louis de Montfort, he was one that was devoted to the cross, the royal road of the cross. But he always talked about in that same idea that Our Lady is, they're inseparable. The cross and Our Lady, they go together. And if we think that we have then, say, a devotion, you know, to the Sacred Heart, to our Lord, we must have a devotion to Our Lady. Because they are inseparable. They are the vehicle, the means that God has given to us to get to heaven. And so therefore, it is foolish for us not to take advantage of what the Church offers to us, what the Church gives to us. It is foolish on our part. And so therefore, to consider, to think about the different devotions, the different consecrations that you can make, as I mentioned with St. Louis de Montfort, it is this individual consecration that you make to Our Lady, that you offer her basically everything. And then with the Knights Immaculata, it builds on that. And so with Father Stalen, I do encourage you very much to come to his conferences. He will explain and he will give to you such a love for Our Lady. He had preached a retreat my third year as a priest. He had preached a Marian retreat for us. Honestly, it was the best retreat I've ever had. Because you can sense that he realizes the importance of Our Lady. And that is why he promotes it. That is why he writes the books about Our Lady. You should go down to the bookstore. There's, I think, three different books of his based on Our Lady. One is titled, Why, O Immaculata? Explaining why God has done it this way. Why God has given to us Our Lady and the devotion that we must have. And so I encourage you, as I say, to read up more on the devotion to Our Lady. I encourage you to come to these conferences. And granted, if you can't make the retreat, well, then you can at least, women, you can make the conferences on Thursday or Friday. Or both. All the better. And then on Friday, he will preach to the upper school children. Give them a day of recollection. And then Saturday, he's giving a conference to the men, a day of recollection to them. One, you can see the dedication he has. He's going to come here and he's going to preach and leave. That's basically it. He is just going to come and preach. And so then Saturday, yes, he'll give a day of recollection to the men, which I encourage you to come to. I mean, I realize there is so much going on. I mean, yesterday the day of recollection for the married couples was sparse, but I realize there's so much going on. But for Father Stalen, I encourage you to try to make that effort. God will repay you for your generosity in that. God is never outdone in generosity. And then Sunday, like I say, I encourage you all to stay for the conference that he'll give on the work that they're doing out there. I mean, you'll be amazed at what he can do. I mean, obviously, it's through the grace of God. It is through the intercession of the Immaculata. But he's covering a whole area, Eastern Europe, writing books, preaching retreats, and then fulfilling his priestly duty every day. So, I mean, you think about all of that he's giving to Our Lady. And he is a true knight of the Immaculata. And so that is why St. Louis de Montfort has said, if you want to come to our Lord, you must go through his mother. And he says, you must go through her. If you want to come to the Son. And so with the true devotion, you're trying to cast off the spirit of this world. To cast it off so that we can focus on what is truly important to us. And that is the salvation of our soul. And it is through the means that God has given to us, the devotion to Our Lady, the devotion to her Immaculate Heart. And so that's why when we think about Our Lady of Fatima and she talked about the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart, it is for a reason. It is for a reason that God has designated one, that country, but then two, to the Immaculate Heart. And so therefore, we must take advantage of these things. And Our Lady of Fatima had told Sister Lucia, I will never forsake you. I will never forsake you. I will always be a refuge to you. I mean, think about those words. I mean, you parents, as you have done the consecration of your child to Our Lady, as I've said to you before, hopefully that is not just because it's part of the ceremony. Hopefully you realize why you're doing it. You want Our Lady to look after that child for the rest of their lives. That's what you're saying when you're offering that child on the altar. And remember what it says in that prayer itself. If the child should go astray, go after him. If the child veers from the path of their sanctification, of their salvation, find them and bring them back. And so when Our Lady says, I will not forsake you, you know, she's telling Sister Lucia, because obviously Sister Lucia, poor Sister Lucia, you know, all the children, they have the vision to Our Lady, and then she said, I'll take Francisco and Jacinta, I will take them to heaven soon. It's like, Sister Lucia's like, and? What about me? It's like, well, no. Actually, you'll stay there for many, many years because you have to be the one to promote the devotion to my Immaculate Heart. And so obviously she's losing her two cousins who just saw Our Lady with her. And now she realizes I must stay in this world for several, several years. And so, yes, that is why Our Lady said to her, but don't worry, I will never forsake you. I will always be with you. So at least that helped her then to deal with this modern world, to stay in this world alone, because she realized that Our Lady would never forsake her, and Our Lady was true to her word, obviously. And so when we make that prayer to Our Lady and consecrate that child to Our Lady will go after them if they go astray. And that is the confidence that we must have in that Our Lady will seek after the child. She will seek after them and she will stay with them until she brings them back. I mean, granted, there's free will. And so the child could just say, forget it, I'm done. But Our Lady is not going to give up. And so that is why when we think about the devotion to Our Lady, you know, wearing the miraculous medal, wearing the brown scapular, these are means to help us to get to heaven. They're not superstitious. They are a true means to get us to heaven. But it comes with a requirement, yes, as with everything. It's like the kind of the fine print down at the bottom of a contract. It's like, if you want to wear the brown scapular or the miraculous medal, you must try to live the life that is pleasing to the brown scapular, to the miraculous medal. Well, that's common sense. How unfitting would it be to wear the brown scapular, to wear the miraculous medal, or to have devotion to Our Lady and living a life that is completely displeasing to her. I mean, that's just completely unfitting. And so it's a good reminder to us. It's a good reminder to us when we see the brown scapular that we're wearing, We should clutch the brown scapular in times of temptation, or when we're wearing the miraculous medal and realizing, why are we wearing this? You know, why do I have it on? And so, God has given us the means to get to heaven. Our Lady will never forsake us. And she has given us the opportunity to truly be her children. God has given that to us. Our Lord, from the cross, gave her to be our mother. And so therefore, we should have this devotion to Our Lady, whether it is through a consecration, true devotion to Our Lady, St. Louis de Montfort, the Knights Immaculata, St. Maximilian Kolbe, wearing the brown scapular, wearing the miraculous medal, whatever means, or all of the above, why not? Why not take advantage of all that the Church gives to us and the weapons that it gives to us? And that is why many of the saints have called the rosary a weapon. I mean, obviously, St. John Vianney used it as a weapon by striking the devil with it, but it's got many uses. And so, therefore, why not take advantage of what God gives to us? And so I encourage you in this month of May to come to Our Lady, present flowers to her, light a candle in her honor. But the main thing that you could give to her is to give her your heart. Give her your heart and live a life that is pleasing to her. That is the best thing that you can offer to her. Because we may not have all these other things that we can give, you know, doesn't matter. Our Lady is looking for one thing. And so do take advantage of that. Because by that devotion that we have to Our Lady, as St. Louis de Montfort has said, we will never be lost. We'll never be lost if we have that true devotion to Our Lady. And then we know, I will end with the words of Our Lady of Fatima. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.